1970, Harry Nilsson released a concept album about an uncommon little community.
This is the town and these are the people.
Everything in this land had points, including the people, who all had pointy heads. Everyone except a boy named Oblio, who was born with a head that was round. The evil count convinces the king and kingdom that Oblio has broken the law of the land with his rounded features.
Me and my arrow.
Nilsson's story of the boy and his dog, Arrow, and their adventures as they're banished to the pointless forest was released as an animated film in 1971, narrated here by Ringo Starr.
No one had ever been to the pointless forest. Yet now, Oblio and Arrow were going.
Hey, Arrow, you think there'll be monsters?
The 50th anniversary Blu-ray release of The Point is being released. Mike Lookinland was the voice of Oblio. Some of you of a certain age might recall him as Bobby on The Brady Bunch. Mike Lookinland joins us from the studios of KUER in Salt Lake City. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here. My voice sounds a little different.
Than when you were Bobby? Or when you were Oblio,
when
yeah.
I was Oblio. Well, all of that.
Yeah. And the son of the late Harry Nilsson, Kifo Nilsson, joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thank you very much for being with us, too.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mike Lookinland, what did you think about this story when you first started reading lines in the studio?
Even as a 9-year-old, I could really see the artistry, the evident talent of these guys, Harry Nilsson, of course, but also the animators. It was a thrill, but as a kid working in the business at the time, it would have been really just another job. But boy, in retrospect, it has turned out to be the thing I'm actually most proud of having been involved with.
Wow. A member of the Brady Bunch says that. With all due regard to Florence Henderson and everyone else.
Sure, I know. And the producers of the Brady Bunch. That certainly had, overall, a much larger impact on my life in general. But I'm just really proud of having been involved with The Point.
Kifo Nilsson, you were born after the release of the film. And God bless, I guess you were 8 years old when your father left us, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember seeing The Point?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been around, and I remember growing up, and it was just the imagery of it always stuck with me. And it's an interesting style of animation. Maybe it did frighten me a little bit. You know, there's certain parts that the imagery is just so, the very 70s sort of a feel to the animation.
There's some real crazy artistry going on there.
Now, here's the lick. You don't have to have a point to have a point, dig? Now, I fear you've been getting some negative vibration from someplace. You gotta collect yourself. Be cool.
It sure is fun to see after all these years. I watched it this week.
What'd you think?
As far as being something that was interesting, this I noticed when I was a child. I'm a big fan of animation in general. But I was accustomed to seeing the only people talking in cartoons are the ones who are the main characters talking to each other. It struck me in The Point, there's a lot of little asides in the crowd scenes where just what you'd call bit players are talking to each other and they're not interacting with the main characters at all. I've noticed that as a child to be something, you know, oh, this is different. This is cool.
Yeah. You know, he's polite and he's well-mannered. And
he may be, but would you want your daughter to marry?
Oh, you're baiting me.
I noticed that too, because it has a little bit of almost a mature sense to it. Like, it's almost like an adult layer. There's like this adult commentary happening of these characters in the background that murmur and they kind of turn to the, well, this is a, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know.
Did you hear about the kid?
Yeah. Did you hear about the kid? Hopefully. Yeah.
Arrow.
Terrible.
It could be a toughie.
No, you really think so?
Conspiracy's no laughing matter.
Hard way to go, is it?
Could be for someone like Arrow.
You know, he doesn't look like the conspiratorial type, though.
Yeah, he's got a record long as his tail.
That long, huh?
That concept to have these murmuring characters around, I always found that to be really funny.
What do you notice about the music? Kifo Nilsson, you're a musician, and I gather you play songs from The Point.
Yeah, I've produced a concert of the material several times, and my main commentary on it is that it accomplishes what it sets out to do in a very minimalist way. So it really is a testament to the power of a great melody and great lyrics.
Are you sleeping? Can you hear me? Do you know it?
There's some interesting kind of things with the tonality because it's almost entirely major chords and a couple dominant chords and only one minor chord, which for any musician out there would kind of go, okay, I understand that. To the non-musicians, it's a little bit different to do things that way. Despite that, it still creates a lot of emotional depth because the melodies go to so many different places.
Well, let's listen to a moment from the music if we can. This is a song we hear just as Oblio has been banished to the pointless forest.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup.
We can see teardrops take falling into a teacup, then into the river eaten by fishes. As the song has it, then a whale that dies and falls to the riverbed to decompose. Extraordinary song, isn't it, Kifo?
Yeah, and probably my favorite on the record. And again, to speak to the music of it, it's just four chords. Despite that, the song itself is a journey, and it really does go places.
Think about your trouble.
So 50 years on, are the messages that people ought to hear about acceptance, equality?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is essentially a timeless story. It hits on a lot of different themes with, you have the sort of hero's journey of the coming-of-age journey. You have the boy who goes on an adventure with his dog, you know, that kinship there. Then the themes beyond that of prejudice and acceptance and our perspective, I think, is one of the biggest. How different perspective on the same just situation can create different either problems or solutions.
And that you have a point, even if it doesn't necessarily show on the outside.
Even if you have a round head. You don't have to see somebody's point to know they have one.
Yeah.
Mike Lookinland and Kifo Nielsen speaking to us about the 50th anniversary of Harry Nilsson's The Point. The Ultimate Edition release of the movie comes out in Blu-ray next week. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And in the morning when I wake up,